Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Parrott. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards first. Cubbage scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parrott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Landreau moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sofield. Cox reaches second base with a double. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau, who is chasing the ball. Cox reaches third base with a triple. Cox scores. It's Mariners, 1, Twins, 1. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cox tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Mariners. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Anderson moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. Anderson scores. Meyer moves to third. Bocht moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mariners. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht scoops it up and throws to first, with Parrott covering, for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landreau. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Landreau steals second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreau scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 3-2, Mariners. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Adams moves to third. It's Mariners, 3, Twins, 3. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cox hits a line drive into center field. Sofield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sofield. Cox moves to second. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cox for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball towards left. Meyer catches it and throws to first to double up Powell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parrott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Roberts now pitching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreau moves to third. Pete Mackinnon pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landreau scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Mackanin moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mackanin scores. Weiniger moves to third. It's 6-3, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiniger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Mariners 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreau strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cox hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Naren pinch hits for Larry Cox. Jerry Naren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Mariners 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Naren now catching. Rob Dressler now pitching. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Pete Mackanin. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodwin moves to third. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sofield hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodwin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dressler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Pachioruk pinch runs for Bruce Bocht. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Mariners 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Pachioruk now playing first base. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilfong hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Redfern scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-3 in the game. Stein strikes out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 0-for-1 in the game. Naran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.